Now, here's the deal. What God often does to fill us with courage is not to take away that which frightens us, but teach us to face it in His strength. Let me illustrate that with a story I read by a man named Milton Cunningham. He's a missionary, and he was home on furlough, and he got on a plane in Atlanta to fly to DFW Airport. And he was on the side of the plane that had three seats, and he had the middle seat. And when he went to sit down, there was a little girl already sitting down by the window seat. And he could tell immediately that this sweet, precious little girl had Down's syndrome. And she suffered from mental retardation. But the proper care had been taken for her to make this trip to see family in another part of the country. And he sat down with her and exchanged a smile and put on his seatbelt and got out his magazine to enjoy what he hoped would be a peaceful short flight. After a few moments, he felt a tug on his sleeve. And there she was. "Mister, did you brush your teeth this morning?" Well, he felt a little odd, but he thankfully was able to reply, "Well, as a matter of fact, yes, I did. I did brush my teeth this morning." And she smiled, "That's good. You should brush your teeth every morning." He went back to his magazine. A second later, there was a tug on his sleeve. "Mister, do you smoke?" Well, he could answer a little quicker this time. Well, no, honey, I don't smoke. I don't smoke at all. "Well, that's good, because if you smoke, you'll die." And then a few seconds later, there was the tug. "Mister, do you love Jesus?" And he smiled broadly, "Oh, yes, dear. I really, really do love Jesus." And she smiled, "That's good. Everybody needs to love Jesus." Well, about that time, right as the light was about to take off, the fella came in to sit down in the seat next to him. So all three are seated down and buckled up. Flight's about to take off. Milton felt a tug on his sleeve. "Ask him if he brushed his teeth this morning." And Milton tried to imply that that might be a little intrusive. "Please ask him, man." And he realized she was not going to give up, so he tapped the man on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, but my friend here really wants to know if you brushed your teeth this morning." Well, at first the man seemed perturbed, but then he took a second look and realized the situation and smiled and said, "Yes, I did brush my teeth." And Milton was suddenly filled with this foreboding because he knew where this was going. Sure enough, "Ask him if he smokes." And he did. And then, of course, "Ask him if he loves Jesus." Now here's the awkward thing. Milton is a missionary. He travels to foreign lands to speak about Jesus. And here he is in his home country, in his native language, next to a stranger. And he doesn't want to do that, because he's afraid that that might seem intrusive and be offensive. But he recognized this young passenger was not going to give up. So finally, Milton turned and said, "Excuse me. I know this is strange, but my friend really wants to know if you love Jesus." And Milton Cunningham says that man looked up and said, "You know, I've been very aware lately that I need to know more about God, but I don't really know where to start." And Milton was able, for that 2-hour flight, to talk to this man and tell him about Jesus and how to be saved. Now, my suspicion is that's exactly how God's going to deal with some of your fears, is not by having you constantly avoid that which intimidates you, but teaching you to face it in His power and strength.